Welcome to the Bible Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Bible Podcast. Thanks for joining us on this wonderful Monday. It is episode 179. So, hey, howdy, and welcome. We appreciate you guys. My name is Virginia, and that is Paris. If you have not been here before, then hey, welcome. This is a podcast where we try to get in the Word because it's a habit that we need to have. And Paris and I both want to do it more and build consistency and depth of relationship with the Lord. And so we're like, hey, here's a whole podcast where we can just keep each other accountable, get in the Word, and talk about what God is saying. So welcome, and we're glad you're here. We are talking about submission, humbleness, maybe some stumbling blocks that we have in the things that we got going on in our life. We want to talk about that kind of stuff this week.
Sounds good. So it looks like that today we are starting in James 4:7.
Yeah, yeah. I was actually thinking we could read a little bit before.
Oh, do it.
Before a little bit.
More reading. Always good.
Can't hurt. The heading for this one is drawing closer to God.
Ooh.
So let's draw a little closer, shall we? We read out of the NLT here at the Bible Podcast. So if you are new, then that's what we'll be reading out of is the NLT. So in verse 4, in the second half of verse 4, it says, if you want to be a friend of the world, you make yourself an enemy of God. We could do a whole episode on that. We shall persevere. Do you think the scriptures have no meaning? That they say that God is passionate, that the spirit he has placed within us should be faithful to him, and he gives grace generously. As the scriptures say, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And verse 7 says, so humble yourselves before God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Oh, let's keep going a little bit more, because verse 8 says, come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. Come on, let's go.
Mighty God.
Let there be tears for what you have done, is verse 9. Are you kidding me? Let there be sorrow and deep grief. Let there be sadness instead of laughter and gloom instead of joy. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up in honor. Okay, long story short, read James 4. Just let's read it. Wow. All right, so what we wanted to talk about it, because this verse, particularly chapter 4, verse 7, that says, submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. This is something that's talked about a lot. Like we hear preachers talk about it. Mm-hmm. We've talked about it on various shows and podcasts. Like we are in a church family that does deliverance. And so resisting the devil so that he flees is something that we talk about a lot.
But we don't often talk about the first bit, which is
that's it.
Submit. I hear a lot of resist the devil and he will flee.
Yes.
But submit to God.
You know what? Let's go
there's
there.
There's levels to this
Let's
thing.
Go there. We were talking, Rachel and I, many moon ago, why do people are drawn to witchcraft? Why do witches want witchcraft? Why do they not want the Lord? We say this under the sense of the power of Christ defeats all works of the enemy. So why is it that there's wanting the power that comes from, let's just call it dark power, as opposed to from God? And one of the things that we really settled on was, if you are doing anything for the Lord, if you are going to be used by God in a way where he is going to move through you, healings, miracles, signs, wonders, etc., you need to be submitted to the Lord. You are laying down your life. You are picking up his cross. You are walking your life with Jesus, for Jesus, through Jesus. It is not for you anymore that lives, but I live through Christ alone. There is so much submission to that, that we were theorizing that that is why people go to New Age. That's why people go to witchcraft. That's why people go to Wicca and all these things, is because you can get power and healing with no submission. There's no dying to self required. You can resist the devil and he will flee. But you have to submit, like you were saying.
Yep.
And submission is not sexy. And that's why people resist it. Like that's why even preachers Why do we always hear resist the devil and he will flee? Because that sounds a lot catchier than submit yourselves to the Lord and then resist the devil and then he will flee.
Because there's something about being marked by God. Like when you submit to God, you become marked by him. You become changed by him.
Yes.
It is a, it's, we also, like, I feel like even that verse about like,
girl, Shay, we're literally just talking about how he's like rebuking people for being of the world. And then you're like, no, no, no. Because when you're submitted, you're set apart.
You're set apart. You're marked.
You are. Come on.
Like we become, the Bible says that we are a new creation, like in Christ. Like there is a level of when the submission that is like, I just genuinely feel like there's a level of it that the enemy can't really like get at you the way that he wants to. Right.
Yes.
Because when you're not saved, when you're not submitted to Jesus, he's like, oh, I can do whatever because you're mine and I can kill you when I want. And that's not so fun for him.
And the worst one is when you are saved and you're not submitted to God.
Come on.
Listen, you listen to Alexander Pagani. Half the church ain't getting to heaven. Okay. Half the church ain't getting to heaven. It's crazy because it literally talks about in verse 3, even though we didn't read up that high, it says, you don't have what you want because you don't ask God for it. And even when you ask, you don't get it because your motives are all wrong. You only want what gives you pleasure.
And you know what's so funny? We use, you have not because you ask not. How about we start reading the whole verses
church? Because you only want what gives you pleasure.
You only want what gives you pleasure. It's not just, I asked you for it, God, and you ain't give it to me. No, because what does it do for you? How does it benefit God and what his will is?
Yeah, because you don't get it because what you're asking for is off.
Because
what you're asking for is
wrong.
And so come through Jesus.
Don't you realize that friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God? Doesn't the Bible also say that you can't have two masters, as we say, you can't have two cakes. You can't serve two masters.
Yeah.
You got to choose. It's either the world or God.
Yeah. So if we say what we did said in verse 5, it says, God's passionate, and therefore the spirit that he's placed within us should be faithful to him, should be faithful to God. Then that means that if you're a believer and you love the Lord, that you're filled with the Holy Spirit, receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You should definitely pray that if you haven't. Then the spirit within you is going to be faithful to God, and it will always keep you and try and preserve you to be faithful to God. So that is why we need to submit ourselves to the Lord. That is why when we resist the devil, he will flee. Because the devil is like, I'm not affecting her because she's submitted to the Lord. The Lord is our covering. If he is our covering, then that attack from the enemy is hitting the shield of the living God. It is not hitting us because we are submitted under him. We are covered. And tangent, that's why when people get upset about wives submitting to their husbands, I'm like, woman of God, if you understood what submission looked like in the spirit, you would be so happy to be submitted unto your husband. Let him cover you. And so the Lord is literally covering us. And when we are submitted to him, that is why the devil has to flee, because he cannot be in the presence of the Lord. Come on.
An example of this is one of my favorite testimonies from an ex warlock who he said that when he was warlocking. Somebody came to him and was like, I need you to cast a spell to kill this lady who happened to be a Christian. And he was like, I'll do it for free. Done. Because he, at this time, he didn't like Christians.
Yes.
And so he's doing it and he's like, yeah. And then the devil walked in and said, you got to stop, because the God she serves says you got to stop. And he was saying that that was the start of when he was like, hey, wait a minute. What do you mean that God's bigger than you? What do you mean he's telling you what to do?
Yeah. Why are you obedient to him? That doesn't make sense.
There's a level of it, like exactly what you said, like there is, because she was probably covering herself in prayer. She was doing whatever. She had her intercession going. She was submitted to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And when the devil came knocking saying, I'm coming to get you. No, you cannot leave my child alone. Thanks. Bye.
Yes.
Love that.
Come on. When you, if you're that, you are submitted to the Lord. Even the devil goes to his own minions and say, you got to stop.
You got to stop. Because the God she serves says you got to stop.
The God she, because the God I serve
Come on. Let that be an encouragement.
Be encouraged.
Submit to the Lord, and even the devil cannot touch you. No witch, warlock, no power in hell can touch you.
No matter how warlock that warlocking is warlocking. That's my new favorite verb.
The warlock is warlocking.
Anyway, that's what we talked about. Episode 179. You cannot go forward without submission. We're coming back on Friday. We're talking about more things. We'll be in the book of Luke. Hang out with us on Friday. Can't wait to see you there. Much love for the Bible Podcast, guys. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment, do all the things. Share with a friend. Share with someone who's warlocking. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's get there.
And join us. If you see us going live this week on Instagram,
yes,
Pop in, be in the comments. We want to hear you. We want to see from you.
Yes.
And until next time, bye.
Bye, guys. Thank you for joining today. I'm so glad to have you in our audience, and I hope you come over to our Instagram and join our community there at _thebiblepodcast. Our podcast is a ministry production of The Sevenfold. If you'd like to know more about us and what we do, please visit our site at thesevenfold.com. Thanks again for joining today, and until next time, much love from The Bible Podcast.